Rural Oklahoma is seeing a surge in COVID-19 cases. I'm Michael Cross with the KOSU Daily on this Friday, October 16th, 2020. I'll have that. Plus, the state is taking initial steps to privatize Medicaid, and thousands of ballots are rolling into Tulsa's election board. All that ahead on the KOSU Daily.
You rely on KOSU for essential news and information every single day, whether it's a historic day or just an ordinary day. We are here for you. Now be here for us. Become a sustaining member at kosu.org.
Health officials report 11 new deaths from COVID-19, bringing the state's total to 1,143. More than 1,200 new cases of the virus were also reported, as there are nearly 14,000 active cases of COVID-19 in the state. Health officials also detailed recommendations for people planning for Halloween and other fall festivities this holiday season. You can find more information about those guidelines on the Oklahoma Health Department website under Resources and Recommendations. Cases of COVID-19 are surging in rural counties of the state. KOSU's Seth Bodine reports the numbers have been reaching record highs.
Active cases of COVID-19 in rural areas have increased 24% since October 1st, according to data from the Oklahoma State University Center for Rural Health. About 16% of all active COVID-19 cases are in counties with small populations. The overall mortality rate in rural areas has passed the rate in cities, with 34 deaths per 100,000. Rural Oklahoma makes up 34% of the state's population, but 37% of COVID-19-related deaths. The state has seen more than 100,000 positive cases since March. As of Wednesday, there have been more than 1,000 new cases reported. Seth Bodine, KOSU.
Thank you, Seth. The state moves forward with efforts to privatize Medicaid. According to the Oklahoman, the agency overseeing the state's Medicaid program published two requests for proposals seeking for-profit companies to oversee the program. The Oklahoma Healthcare Authority says it's following direction from Governor Stitt, pursuing a model to maximize healthcare quality while cutting costs. The program, to be called Sooner Select, will oversee medical and dental spending for nearly 774,000 of the state's nearly 1 million Medicaid recipients. A Pittsburgh County judge rules the Choctaw Nation's reservation was never disestablished. KOSU's Allison Herrera has more.
The ruling stems from the cases of Devin Sizemore and James Chandler Ryder. Both were convicted of first-degree murder and sentenced to life without parole in 2016 and 1999. Their attorneys argued that, in light of the Supreme Court's ruling in the McGirt v. Oklahoma case, the state lacked jurisdiction to try these cases. Both Sizemore and Chandler Ryder claim they are citizens of the Choctaw Nation and that their crimes occurred within the Choctaw Nation's reservation boundaries. District 18 Associate Judge Tim Mills agreed. He ruled that the Choctaw Nation's reservation was never disestablished. The case now heads back to the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals. I'm Allison Herrera.
The four-week average for unemployment in Oklahoma drops below 100,000 for the first time since record highs this summer. The Associated Press reports the rolling average for the week ending October 10th was 90,445, a decline of more than 10,000 from the previous week. The number of initial claims also dropped from the previous week. Oklahoma saw a record of more than 182,000 claims in late June, as the state reopened from shutdowns. Thousands of ballots are pouring into the Tulsa County Election Board. The Tulsa World reports as of yesterday morning, more than 25,000 absentee ballots had been delivered, with an anticipated 100,000 more by Election Day. By comparison, fewer than 16,000 absentee ballots from Tulsa County were cast in the 2016 presidential election. Officials say about 400 ballots are getting hand-delivered to the office every day, possibly among fears of them getting lost or delayed in the mail. And finally, Circle Cinema in Tulsa hosts an outdoor screening of the film Nosferatu on Friday, October 30th and Saturday, October 31st at 7:30 p.m. The screening of the 1922 silent horror film will take place in the Circle Cinema parking lot and include a live improvised score by musicians Brian Haas and Mike Dillon, plus special guests. And you can find out more on the events page at kosu.org. You can find the KOSU Daily wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe, rate us, and leave a comment. You can keep up to date on all the latest news throughout the day at kosu.org. And make sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KOSU Radio. This is the KOSU Daily, Oklahoma News every weekday.